There are a lot of ways you could frame that 19.5 million number, but here are a couple ways to look at it. It's more than double what the state owned in BP stock at the same time last year. It's also only about a half million shy of the 20 million shares of BP the investment board owned at the end of March, the last reporting period before the oil spill. Investment board spokeswoman Vicki Hearing says it's fair to say the spill did not prompt a major sell-off by the state.
We certainly didn't get out of the stock, because we're holding almost the same amount.
Hearing stresses that she can't say why the individual fund managers who handle the state's investments chose to buy and hold BP. But she says managers consider a variety of worst-case scenarios with any stock, including how a major disaster could affect the price.
Absolutely. What's happening is something that they do consider.
Hearing says they also consider a company's assets and how it's expected to fare long-term. Hearing says this isn't the first time a major company has had to deal with adversity.
And historically, there are a lot of companies that do come through difficult times.
The value of the investment board's BP stock shares was about $110 million at the end of June, which was down about $80 million compared to 3 months ago. The state also owned about $46 million in BP bonds. The investment board manages the assets that fund Wisconsin's public employee retirement system. That system covers thousands of Wisconsin residents, from politicians to prison guards to university employees. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.